You know, this I'm cognizant of my time. All right. You know, this song here, I didn't know that David was going to be playing this song. But this song here is a special song for me. You know, I never, at your age, I wasn't saved. I didn't know who Jesus Christ was. I came to Christ at 28 years old. And it was then, that I could say, you can whisper in a crowd. You don't have to pray out loud to Him. You can cry when you're alone to Him. He knows your thoughts. You know, you don't realize, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't realize what you're missing. You realize that because I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that I can go to the Creator. You can look out these windows here, and you see the trees, you see the mountaintops, you felt the wind, you heard the rain last night. You created it all. So how we can say, find the answers in His Word, we'll be strong. You'll be strong because He walks with you. God answers prayer. Okay, brother, let's move on to the PowerPoint here. Now, I was challenged when I was asked to prepare a study for you, young men, young women. And the thing that challenged me was the Lord's Prayer. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ gave us Matthew 6. We're going to look at this shortly here, 9 through 15. How do you pray? Well, for a long time, when I got saved, I didn't know the scriptures. So I would just talk to them, just like we're doing. What a privilege it is to talk. But then as you grow spiritually, you know a little bit more, you realize that there are things that God wants you to express. You know, He listens to you any time, any place, and talk about anything. But we're going to look at the Lord Jesus. And I put up here the prayer from the master teacher, Jesus Christ, the very prayer Himself that He modeled for His personal prayer to us. And we're going to learn about this. We're going to see that it's a sad thing that many people don't even know the Lord's Prayer. They don't even know what it is. You know, I came out of a Catholicism where there was a lot of repetition, a lot of prayer, many other things, but look, I'm not focused on it. But I just want to tell you that the Lord gives us this prayer, as we're going to look at. How do you get this to go? Oh, so some of them I put in here, have forgotten it, and they don't even know the Lord's Prayer. And the question I pose to you, well, how about you? What do you know? And, you know, oftentimes I've worked at this camp for many, many years, seen young and old. I've taught family camp. I've seen people from all ages, all nationalities, from all over the world, getting together and praying. And, you know, the Lord hears our prayer. You know, what is prayer? Prayer a priority in your life? I want to ask you, every one of you, don't answer me, answer in your head. Answer in your head, but I'm going to lay this out. Is prayer a priority for you? Well, what's a priority? Priority is I've got my Game Boy at home. I play that Game Boy when I come home. You know, my boys, their priority when they come home from school is that refrigerator. But you know, what is your priority? You know, are you saved? Do you know Jesus? That's the first thing you have to say to yourself. Are you saved? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know John 3:16? Say it. Whoa. We're talking. A verse. I don't want people to hear it. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. You hear me? You have to know Jesus to appreciate talking to Him. Now, what are you going to learn? Well, you'll understand how the prayer of Jesus is a pattern. It's a pattern. This prayer that you're going to learn is going to teach you a pattern. Not the vain repetition of this prayer, but it's going to show you a pattern of what you need to know how to pray. And it's going to teach you about all sorts of other prayers that you're going to learn about through the scriptures. We've looked at Hannah's prayer. We've looked at some other ones. You'll understand the power of prayer. I've seen men. I have a very good friend of mine. He's 35 years old. He went from being a healthy man, and one day he woke up and his health deteriorated to the point where his heart was only producing 20%. They had to put a defibrillator in his heart because they knew that if they called up 911, he would never make it. Well, through prayer. You see, when you pray, you believe what you pray. But you're going to see this man today, by the grace of God, is pressed on. You'll understand the power of prayer. You'll understand the purpose of prayer, and you'll understand the provision of prayer. Now, you know, Jesus made every word he spoke count. You and I, when we speak, we waste a lot of words. We waste a lot of words. You know, we talk. My old grandfather, who was never saved, came from Italy. Both my mom and dad came from Sicily. He grabbed my cheek, lifted me up out of that chair. He said, talk is cheap. But you know, words, we have idle words. We waste time talking all bad things that are not important. But the Lord, Jesus, made every word he spoke count. We need to be cognizant of that. That's not our study, but you need to be cognizant of every word that comes out of your mouth. It solves every problem and comforts the disciples of Christ in every tribulation of the world. We just sang that beautiful hymn. Do you want to sing that beautiful hymn? You can talk to them anytime you want. I know, if I talk to every one of you, and I could get a video projector and attach it to your head, throw it up on the screen, I'd see your problems. I'd hear your heart's concerns. Well, you might smile on the outside, but there's things on the inside that you're grieving about. But you know, the Lord knows. He knows. The words of this prayer that teach us to pray. Oh, the treasures. Treasures that money can't buy. Money can't buy the treasures you're going to learn from this prayer. But you know, here it is. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from who the evil. And for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and amen. That's what we're going to look at. This is what we're going to look at. You know, I was looking at a study about prayer. And it says most Americans can't even pray 1 minute. Ask yourself, think about this. When you pray, do you pray any length of time? Do you really talk to the Lord? You know, your best friend that you have, everyone here has a best friend. Don't know who it is. Outside of the Lord. But you have a friend. How did you get to have that best friend? Anybody? Raise your hand. Okay, how did you get to have that best friend? I didn't know. What were you going to say?
Be kind.
What else? Come on. Talk to me. How do you get best friends? Yeah.
Coming to camp.
What else? Yes.
Knowing about them.
Yes.
Knowing
where you want to be treated. So what is that basically saying? It means that you have to invest time into that person, your best friend. If I said close your eyes and tell me who your best friend is, I should see smiles on their faces. Because that person is special to you. That person earned the name, my friend. You understand what I'm saying? You have to invest time. Are we investing time with that one who knew no sin, that was made sin for us? Are we investing time with the Lord Jesus? Or do we just come to camp? And then tomorrow we go to meetings. We carry our Bible, we open our hymn book, and we sing, and then we forget to talk to Him again. Oh, wait, got a problem. Lord, let me run in here. But you know something? You got to make this, his relationship with you, a priority. So it says that we are just too busy to pray. We got soccer, we got music, we got football, we got this, we got that, we got to go here, we got to go there. We forget to pray. He's on the bottom of the list. But you know, it says here Americans are not starving physically, but we're starving our souls. Or we steal, we lie, you jealously hurt others. You can't do that. You can't do that when you know the Lord Jesus and you study His Word and you learn to pray.